I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. One of indie rock's most prolific groups is the Mountain Goats, and they've developed a certain brand loyalty among their fans. The group's latest CD is called We Shall All Be Healed. Music writer Christian Horde says it's a polished version of the band's idiosyncratic sound.
Since 1993, the Mountain Goats have recorded roughly 350 songs, all based around the crack storytelling, frantic guitar strumming, and shrill croon of Iowa native John Darnell. In his songs, he examines the oddball fringes of small-town America like a bizarro Raymond Carver. The Mountain Goats developed a cult following through several unofficially released cassettes. Songs like Standard Bitter Love Song No. 7 and Handball contain heartbreaking tales of lost love and quotations from authors like Emily Dickinson and Chinua Achebe. Darnell added to the air of mystery by using a cheap boombox to record many early songs, such as 1993's The Recognition Scene, on which he and his girlfriend go on a candy store robbing spree.
We broke the doorknob off the door. The door swung open easily. You sauntered into the poorly lit store and looked around lazily. We stole every bit of candy.
Gradually, Darnell opted for a glossier, more palatable sound. But on the Mountain Goat's newest CD, We Shall All Be Healed, Darnell's gift for left-field narratives and sharp, memorable tunes remains intact. Though the largely acoustic set sounds a little one-dimensional at times, Darnell turns out some of the prettiest music of his career, especially on slower numbers such as Against Pollution, where Darnell shoots a man in the face while working at a liquor store and then finds refuge in a Catholic church.
When I worked down to the liquor store, guy with a shotgun came raging through the place, muscled his way behind the counter. I shot him in the face.
Darnell's real trick on We Shall All Be Healed is to merge commonplace details and Dadaist poetry in a way that's alternately beautiful, weird, and funny. I'll leave you with a snippet of the delicate reverie Cotton, on which Darnell ponders toxic soil, dysfunctional families, and objects he left in a desk drawer, dedicating the song to, as he puts it, rats who hurled themselves into the ocean.
This song is for the rats who hurled themselves into the ocean when they saw that the explosives in the cargo hold were just about to blow. This song is for the soil. It's toxic clear down to the bedrock, where no thing of consequence can grow. Drop your seeds there, let them go, let them all go.
The group is the Mountain Goats. The album is We Shall All Be Healed. That review from Christian Horde. He's a contributor to Rolling Stone magazine. He lives and works in New York City.